The Shadow That Cast Over Me, Season 2, Episode 7. While everyone is on a wild goose chase looking for Donna, Kevin finally made bail thanks to Pastor Jim. I finally got a chance to see Kevin again. Even though it was only months since he's been away, it felt like years. As Pastor Jim, myself, and Kevin sat at a fancy restaurant having lunch, I looked over at Kevin. I was still disappointed as to the treatment he gave Donna. Because, after all, Donna did suffer a lot at the hands of Kevin. And that was not called for. I felt to myself that Donna stayed a little too long with Kevin, dealing with all that abuse. Now that Kevin is out of prison, I asked him while we were all having lunch, what was his plans for the girls? He looked over at me and said, "Kenya, honestly, the girls are better off in foster care." I responded with an anger, "Foster care? Are you saying they're better off in foster care than with their own biological parents?" He looked at me again with tears in his eyes and said, "Yes, Kenya, they're better off in foster care. I am in no position to care for the girls." As he was speaking, he suddenly stopped. A dull look came over his face. He sighed and took a deep breath and said, "I heard about Kai being pregnant and all." He looked at me with eyes filled with water again and said, "When is this baby she's carrying going up for adoption?" I replied, "Kevin, the social workers are quite aware of the baby and Kai being 10 years old, being a pregnant mom. And as soon as the baby is ready, there's a family that's already waiting for this baby for adoption." I watched as Kevin sat back in his chair, holding his chest, as if he's having a panic attack of some sort. And he said to myself and Pastor Jim sitting around the table, "Thank God, we're going to get rid of that thing." Then he had a loud outburst. "I no longer want to see the boys again. They're not my sons," he exclaimed. I assured Kevin at the moment that the children are not his main concern. I reluctantly said to Kevin that Donna is missing. He sat up in his chair, being very angry and anxious. "What do you mean, Donna disappeared? She's at the hospital where she's always been, getting cared for." I replied, "No, Kevin, no one can find Donna." He said, "Well, we need to hold the hospital accountable. They were the one being placed in this position to look out for Kevin and for Donna and for all of Donna's family. And if Donna is missing, that means it's the hospital's fault. We need to sue them for it." I said in reply to Kevin, "That's not how it works. We had nurses, doctors, security, even police officers came by to look, and no one knows the whereabout of Donna. But we're still searching, though." He asked about the camera, the security cameras in the hospital. I assured him the only thing everyone spotted was Donna still laying in bed. We all sat around the table in total dismay and trying to figure out what happened, what became of Donna. stay tuned with me Friday as we talk about Donna, finally. Thanks again for listening to The Shadow That Casts Over Me. Stay tuned for Friday as we bring this book to its close. Good night.